This KABU program has been made possible in part by KABU Foundation members and a grant from DEX, your source for local information, in the book, on CD-ROM, or online at dexonline.com.
As I was taking my evening's walk, I met a young maiden, to her I talked. The question I asked her, was she going home? For I think it's a pity you shouldn't go alone. The question I asked her, was she going home? For I think it's a pity you shouldn't go alone. I asked her if she come to the alehouse close by. The answer she gave me was no, not I. And if you'll come with me, we will not long stay. We'll both drink together and then walk away. And if you'll come with me, we will not long stay. We'll both drink together and then walk away. true love been coming the very next day, in heels of humour that ever you see. And as soon as he saw her, saying, "How do you do? For I'm none of the better for seeing of you." And as soon as he saw her, saying, "How do you do? For I'm none of the better for seeing of you." "Do you think I'm a fool or a natural outright? And who were you with at the alehouse last night? Well, if you're offended at nothing at all, go back where you come, for your love is but small. Well, if you're offended at nothing at all, go back where you come, for your love is but small. As you found your way in, you can find your way out. And as for your coming, I didn't care about. So give me my freedom, and I will be gone. So I wish you good night, love, and a pleasant walk home. So give me my freedom, and I will be gone. So I wish you good night, love, and a pleasant walk home."
Now, this is the first tune that I played to Mr. Sharp when we first met. The name of this tune's Country Gardens. And it's a Morristown tune, a very beautiful tune, too. Thank you.
Well, one morning last autumn I was walking my dogs when the Duke of Wellington we did meet. Well, Bonzo and Rover, they slobbered him all over, while Dido nearly knocked him off his feet. Well, there was Dido, Fido, Bonzo and Rex, Rover and Lassie and Spot. There was Butch, there was Candy, there was Patch and there was Sandy. These were the dogs what I had got. Well, don't worry, sir, I said, he won't hurt you, that's just his way of saying he liked you a lot. But he took my little dog and kicked him in the bog and said, that's my way of showing I do not.
Well,
there was Dido, Fido, Bonzo and Rex, Rover and Lassie and Spot. There was Butch, there was Candy, there was Pat and there was Sandy. These were the dogs what I had got. Now the next dog being old, he was a trifle deaf. He couldn't hear a single word I said. And so when I told him sit, he made an awful mess. When I cleaned it up, I shot the bugger dead. That still left Dido, Fido, Bonzo and Rex, Rover and Lassie and Spot. There was Butch, there was Candy, there was Pat and there was Sandy. These were the dogs what I had got. Now the next dog being daft and not all the ticket, he made straight away for the river. And there he did jump in, but the bugger couldn't swim. That's the last we saw of him forever. There was Dido, Fido, there was Bonzo and Rex, and Rover and Lassie and Spot. There was Butch, and there was Candy, there was Patch and Sandy.
These were the dogs what I had.
The dogs what I had got. They chased a rabbit or the plane, but that chased them back again, which put my poor old dogs in quite a stew. Now, that's just 12 months today since I heard the squire say I should have them all put down if I was you.
Well,
there was Dido, Fido, there was Bonzo and Rex, and Rover and Lassie and Spot.
There was Butch, there was Candy, there was Patty, there was Sandy. These were the dogs what I had got.
Well, I can't sing them all now. I'll have to go and turn me bike round.
Right, old father, I'll get some of that horseradish wine out then.
Well, that's a great bit there at the end. Oh, well, good morning and welcome to the Lark in the Morning, where, you know, it's early. It's about the most I can say about it. That's from an album called The Kipper Family, Since Time Immoral, and it's actually a bunch of parodies of very traditional songs, and that one, of course, being Dido Fido, which would be a parody of Dido Bendigo. Oh, boy. Okay, well, anyway, before that, William Kimber, who actually was alive when what's-his-name went through England and collected all that stuff, and he described it there, most amazing. Country Gardens was the tune that he started off with, and then he branched off into a bunch of other ones. We heard Mrs. Haynes singing Poor Leonard. Somehow, it's hard to believe that that was actually a feminine singer, but, you know, I've heard basses that had that gender before. We started off this morning with Ashley Hutchins and a selection from Rattlebone and Plowjack, which is more Morris dancing type stuff. Well, let's see. As you can guess, it's a morning of English folk music, and it will be pretty much that way all the way through. And it'll take us to some unusual places. I don't know. I've been feeling lately like I hadn't played any, so it's all coming out in one go, as they say. Next up, we're going to hear a little bit of The Real Thing, in terms of not a parody of a hunting song, but an actual hunting song from Yorkshire. And this comes from the Watersons.
The morning looks charming, all nature is gay. Come away, me brave boys, to your horses away. For the first of all pleasures is hunting the hare. We haven't as much as a moment to spare. So hark to the hounds, the morn is fair. Come, brave boys, a hunting the hare. The lively tune, oh, now melodious it sounds. To the musical notes of the merry mowtown. Oh, youngster, feel you will find her below. Say now, cries the huntsman, hark to him we'll go. So hark to the hounds, the morn is fair. Come, brave boys, the hunting the hare. Say now, where she goes with the hounds in full view. And the heavy and weary, the nearer we drew. All the hedges and ditches to us are no bounds, but the world is our own while we follow the hounds. So hark to the hounds, the morn is fair. Come, brave boys, a hunting the hare. How glorious a death to be honored with sound of a horn and a shout and the chorus of hounds. Here's a health to all hunters, and long be their lives, and may they be blessed in their sweethearts and wives. So hark to the hounds, the morn is fair. Come, brave boys, a hunting the hare.
Thank you.
Euphemates of London, who lead a single life. It's better far being a barrel girl than a rich merchant's wife. So early in the morning you will hear her to cry. Artichokes and cauliflowers, pretty maidens will you buy. There sits a girl at St. Billin's gate, I'll not tell to you her name. She's proper tall and she's handsome and worthy of her fame. As she waits for her jolly waterman to come rowing by, still she'll cry. Artichokes and cauliflowers, pretty maidens will you buy. Now a husband, he's a quiet man, and a quiet man is he. All for to wed a homely boys, contented he must be. For she goes and takes a pleasure when the waterman comes nigh. Artichokes and cauliflowers, pretty maidens will you buy. Now the waterman is a trade, me boys, it's a trade that seldom fails. Come hail, rain or sunshine, our boats are in full sail. And the barrel girl so merrily with the waterman she'll fly. Artichokes and cauliflowers, pretty maidens will you buy. Here's to your love, here's to my love, and all true-hearted souls. Likewise to the jolly waterman with his full-flowing bowl. And here's a health to the barrel girl, as in Billin's gate still she'll cry. Artichokes and cauliflowers, pretty maidens will you buy.
Oh, I tell you, it astonishes. the fa-ta-ti-ara and back. All the mountains and plains are well trodden by the man on the wallaby track, with a ragged old swag on his shoulder and a belly quart pot in my hand. Oh, I tell you, he'll astonish the new chum to see how we travel the land. There are many who wait during shearing, then shoulder the swags on their back. For the rest of the year they'll be steering on their well-beloved wallaby track, with a ragged old swag on his shoulder and a billy quart pot in my hand. Oh, I tell you, we'll astonish the new chums to see how we travel.
Actually, a song that slipped in from Australia, I guess. The Springtime It Brings on the Shearing. That's from a collection of records, or collection of cuts off of Fellside Records called 10 Years Looking Back. Before that, we heard John Kirkpatrick and Sue Harris, an album that I really love on topic called Among the Many Attractions at the Show Will Be a Really High Class Band. And the cut that we heard was called Artichokes and Flowers. Artichokes and Cauliflowers, pardon me. Shirley Collins and her sister Dolly did Cambios. That's it. Cambios. There we go. And let's see, the Watersons started things off in that set with The Morning Looks Charming. It's 6:03. You're tuned into KBOO 90.7 FM. Broadcasting from our studios here on Southeast 8th in Portland. We also have a translator in the Columbia River Gorge, K220HR. I'm totally lost here this morning. 91.9, I believe we are there. And also our translator in Hood River, pardon me, in the Corvallis area, is 100.7 K264AA. That one I do remember. That's 91.9 in the gorge. Today's weather, we're looking at likely rain showers with a high near 70. Southwest wind 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a chance of showers, lows 50 to 55. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a slight chance of rain, highs in the mid-70s. And then Sunday, pretty much the same, although I've heard anecdotally that Father's Day is probably going to be a little better chance of sunshine than tomorrow. Okay, well, let's see, what have I got queued up now? Oh, yeah, well, Tim Hart and Matty Pryor put out a couple of really great albums in the 80s, and they based them upon traditional English folk song, and this is a cut from their first one of that volume.
Oh, don't you remember a long time ago, those two little babies, their names I don't know. They strayed far away one bright summer's day. These two little babies got lost on their way. Pretty babes in the wood, pretty babes in the wood. Oh, don't you remember those babes in the wood? Now the day being long and the night coming on, these two little babies sat under a stone. They sobbed and they sighed, they sat down and cried. These two little babies, they lay down and died. Pretty babes in the wood, pretty babes in the wood. Oh, don't you remember those babes in the wood? Now the robin so red, so swiftly they sped. They put out their wide wings and over them spread. And all the day long the branches did throng, they sweetly did carol, and this was their song. Pretty babes in the wood, pretty babes in the wood. Oh, don't you remember those babes in the wood?
As Dickie rode out on the crossy on moon, he spied a lawyer riding out before. He rode up to him and he danced and say, "Have you seen Dickie's been a ride this away?" To me, hey, horse, been hero, I am a valiant and been home. No, I've not seen him for many a day, no more do I want to see him ride this away. But if I did, I'd have no doubt he would send me pockets inside out. To me, hey, hearted hero, I am the valiant and been home. Oh, I lad, Dickie says, oh, I've been cute, I've hid me money in the old top boot. Then says the lawyer, he shan't have mine, for I hid it in me great coat gate behind. Me hey-ho, turn-pin hero, I am a valiant turn-pin home. So they rode along together till they came to a hill, where he bid the old lawyer to stand quite still. He says, your great coat came it must come off. For my black vest, I want a new saddle cloth. To me, hey-ho, just in the hero, I am a valiant and pinhole. So now I've robbed you of all your store. You may go and work for more. And the very next town that you ride in, you can tell them you was robbed by Dick Turpin. To me, hey-ho, Turpin hero, I am the valiant Turpin hole. But it wasn't Dickie caught so hard and fast for killing of an old game cock at last. He says it's £50 before I die to give Jack cash for a lad like I. For me, hey-ho, Turpin hero, I am the valiant Turpin hole. Hey-ho, Turpin hero, I am the valiant Turpin hole.
Now a three kings come from the west, and victory's his rise. And I have taken a solemn oath, John Barleycorn should die. Fall a dull and giddy eye, fall a dull and giddy eye, go on. They took a plow and they plowed him in, five clods all on his head. And they have taken a solemn oath, John Barleycorn was dead. Fall a dull and diddy aye, fall a dull and diddy aye, go on. They let him lie for a full fortnight, still dew on him did fall. And Barleycorn sprung up again, and that amazed them all. Fall a dull a diddy aye, fall a dull a diddy aye, go on. They let him stand till midsummer day, till he looked above, fell and won. And Barleycorn is grown a beard, and so become a man. Fall a dull a diddy aye, fall a dull a diddy aye, go on. Then they sent men with eyes so sharp to cut him off at knee. And then for Johnny Barleycorn they served him barbarously. Fall a dull and diddy aye, fall a dull and diddy aye, go on. Oh, Barleycorn is a choice of terrain that ever was grown on land. It will do more than any grain by the turning of your hand. Fall a dull a diddy aye, fall a dull a diddy aye, go on.
The queen, she sent to look for me. The sergeant, he did say, young man, a soldier will you be for 13 pence a day. For 13 pence a day did I take off the things I wore, and I did march to where I lay. From where I'll march no more. Me mouth is dry, me shirt is wet, me blood runs all the way. But I shall not die in debt for 13 pence the days. Tomorrow afternoon, young man, that sergeant, he must see. For things will all be over then, between the Queen and me. And I shall have to bate me price, cause in the grave they say, there's neither pleasure nor delight, nor 13 pence a day. The Queen, she sent to look for me, the sergeant, he did say, young man, a soldier will you be, for 13 pence a day. For 13 pence a day did I take off the things I wore, and I did march to where I lay, from where I'll march no more.
if the neighbours are a nice lot, sticky when I'm out of doors. They all treat me with great respect, but they never say what's yours. If I walk in a public house, they say, look out, he's here. They grab their pint and glass is shut, in danger of mine, the beer. But everybody knows me, me old brown hat, and I wear it on me bin, bin, bin ball. It only cost me a tan and a gun, but it looks all right, but we get the wooden nut. Oh, I say, oh, what do you think of that? If I can't get what I order in a book, I'll have it in me old brown hat. One day all day I was at the races, having such a rare old spree. Well, I put me best behaviour on, cos the king's got close to me. But the old girl got excited when the crowd began to cheer. What's up, says she? Lord, says I, now don't you know, my dear? That everybody knows me, me old brown hat, that I wear upon me bin, bin, bin ball. It only cost me a tan and a cut, but it looks all right on me little wooden nut. Oh, I say, well, what do you think of that? Well, I said to the king, it's a very funny thing, but they know me and me old brown hat. Oh dear, damn, by the seaside, everybody laughed at me. And they crowded on the promenade when I stepped into the sea. A policeman said, your bathing suit is much too small, my friend. I said, just tell the ladies here to watch the other end. And everybody knows me, old brown hat, that I wear a bummy bim 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 ball. It only cost me a tan and a cut, but it looks all right on me little wooden nut. Oh, I say, oh, what do you think of that? When I'm in the sea, the ladies look at me. Morning, I took an hour off from work. I went to church and looked as gay as an undertaker's clerk. The parson said, the funeral takes place at afternoon. I said, don't bury me until I've had the honeymoon. And everybody knows me, me old brown hat, and I wear upon me bin, bin, bin ball. It only cost me a tan and a gut, but it looks all right, but it's a wooden nut. Oh, I say, but what do you think of that? When I go to bed at night, will you see a funny sight? You'll see me and me old brown.
Long ago there lived a rat-catcher's daughter, but she was a bold investment minister. But on the other side of the water, her father killed rats and she cried sprats all round and over the water. And the gentle folks, they all bought sprats off the pretty little rat-catcher's daughter. Rich and great come far and near to marry her, they all sought her. But the friends or foes, she cocked up her nose, did the rat catch his pretty daughter. But there was a man quite lily white sad, in Cupid's nectar'd caught her. And over red and tears in love, was the pretty rat catcher's daughter. Now they both agreed to marry me upon next Easter Sunday. But the rat catcher's daughter had a dream she'd not be alive next Monday. To buy some sprats once more she went and tumbled into the water. Went down to the bottom all smothered in mud, this pretty rat catcher's daughter. Lily White Sandy heard the news, both his eyes run down with water. Said he in love, all constant truth, blow me if I live long after. So he cut his throat with a piece of glass and stabbed his donkey after. So donkey and Lily White Sand both died through love for the rat catcher's daughter.
Catcher's Daughter, and a medley of people that go under the name of Flowers and Frolics, but all I know about them is that it includes people like Bob Davenport. Anyway, we heard Everybody Knows Me, Old Brown Hat. And Sue Harris did that instrumental of Hammer Dulcimer Things, which had Perry Gutter and All a Seedin'. We heard Dave Weber and Annie Fentiman doing 13 Pence a Day. That was actually an original tune that Dave penned to that poem. And we heard The Young Tradition with John Barleycorn. John Roberts and Tony Barron sang Bold Turpin Hero. And we started off with Tim Hart and Matty Pryor, Babes in the Wood. It's 6:30. You're tuned in to The Lark in the Morning. My name's Kurt, and I'll be your host for another half hour. Coming up on the KBOO Morning News, we have these headlines. A property rights measure that limits eminent domain is just short of qualifying for the ballot, with the deadline fast approaching. House Democrats voted to strip William Jefferson of his seat on the Ways and Means Committee. and today is the 30th anniversary of the Soweto Uprising. Today's Portland area weather, rain likely in the morning, then a chance of showers in the afternoon, highs 65 to 70. Tonight, mostly cloudy, with a chance of showers in the evening, lows 50 to 55. Okay, well, let's turn now to Liza Carthy, appearing on this CD, which is actually titled Waterson Carthy, but she's pretty prominently featured on the whole CD. And I'm trying to remember, I think this is the Forsaken Mermaid that we're hearing here. Anyway, Liza Carthy.
Be merry, me friends, and list a while unto a merry jest. It may from you produce a smile when you hear it expressed. It's of a young man lately married, which was a boon, good fellow. This song in his head he always carried when drink had made him mellow. I can't go home, I won't go home, it's lonely on the valley. I'll tarry all night for my delight, go home in the morning early. No caps to stout, nor vintner fine, said he shall ever get. One groat from out this purse of mine to pay his master's debt. Why should I deal with sharking rooks that seek poor ghosts to cousin? To give 12 friends for a quart of wine, avail it'll buy a dozen. Each sort of wine breaks up the brain and raps out oaths and curses. It makes men part with heavy heart, but light it makes their purses. All Rhenish wine or muscadine, sweet Malmsey is too wholesome. No, give me a cup of barley broth, for that is very wholesome. I can't go home, I won't go home, it's lonely Isle of Barley. I'll tarry all night for my delight, go home in the morning early. Some say Metheglin bears the name with perry and sweet cider. It'll bring the body out of frame and make the belly wider. Which to prevent, I am content with ale that's good and nappy. And when at last I've had enough, I'll think myself most happy. All sorts of men, when they do meet, both trade and occupation, with courtesy each other greet, and kind humiliation. A good coal fire is their desire, whereby to sit and parley. They'll drink their ale and tell a tale and go home in the morning early. I can't go home, I won't go home, it's lonely Isle of Barley. I'll tarry all night at my delight, go home in the morning early. But your domineering swaggering blades and cavaliers that flashes, that throws the jugs against the walls and breaks in pieces glasses, when Bacchus round cannot be found, they will in merriment drink ale and beer, cast off all care and sing with one consent. I can't go home, I won't go home, it's lonely Isle of Barley. I'll tarry all night at my delight, go home in the morning early.
Oh, that's lovely. That's Robin and Barry Dransfield with Good Ale for My Money. That's from a double album, LP, called The Tale of Ale, and much, much more on it that we probably won't get to today. We heard before that Waterson and Carthy, The Forsaken Mermaid. And I think now we're going to hear a bit of Northumbrian pipes as I try and get through the calendar here. So let's see what we've got going on turntable one. So, Sunday, June 11th. Oh, that's way gone, isn't it? Never mind on that one. Try and get organized here with the calendar. So today is Friday the 16th of June, and things that are happening this evening, Kinsel and Hyde Trio will be at Mark's on the Channel. That's Johnson's Landing Road and Johnson's Landing Road Marina in Scappoose. And said to be a Hank Williams Sr., Stanley Brothers, Johnny Cash, Mississippi Fred, Sonny Terry, and Barney McGee sort of experience. That begins at 7 p.m. Let's see, also happening this evening, traditional bluegrass with the Josh Cole Band, joined by Mike Stallman. That's at Poor Richard's, 3907 Northeast Broadway. That's free this evening from 8 to 11. Let's see what else is happening here. Cross-Eyed Rosie will be at the Mississippi Pizza Pub this evening, 3552 North Mississippi. Doesn't give a time, though. Tomorrow, Steve Cheeseboro will be at the Micro Blues Festival at Esther Short Park, downtown Vancouver, from 1 to p.m. Also tomorrow, fiddle tunes and song duets with Carolyn Oakley and Pete Leone at McMenamin's Grand Lodge. That's a free show that begins at 7 p.m. for all ages. Tomorrow, Old Time Bluegrass with Greg Clark at the Borders Store in Tigard, 7227 Southwest Bridgeport Road, from 7 to 9 p.m. Also tomorrow, Cross-Eyed Rosie and Hot Buttered Rum at the Aladdin Theater, 3017 Southeast Milwaukee, just south of Powell. And on Sunday, Old Time and Bluegrass with Greg Clark at the Hillsdale Farmers Market, Southwest Capitol Highway and Sunset. That's 10:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. Also this Sunday, RCMP will be doing a late morning brunch set at the Delta Cafe, 4607 Southeast Woodstock Boulevard. And let's see what else is happening here. Josh Cole and Curtis Elsebrook with the Deadwood Revival will be doing an evening of acoustic bluegrass, old time, and folk music. And that's Wednesday, June 21st at Mississippi Pizza, 3553 North Mississippi. That's a 9 p.m. show for 21 and over. Let's see. Eric Taylor will be playing at Walters Cultural Arts Center this evening, 527 East Main Street in Hillsboro, Oregon. And that's a show that begins at 8 p.m. Let's see if I can find out. In Corvallis, there's a contra dance tomorrow evening featuring Joyce Miller and the band Unleashed. And Unleashed consists of Jocelyn Goodall on fiddle, Dave Goodman on keyboard, Rick McQuaid on guitar and fiddle, and Eliza Romick doing hammer dulcimer. And that is at the Gatton Hall of the First Congregational Church, 4515 Southwest West Hills Boulevard in Corvallis. Let's see, what else, anything going on there? Shanghai on the Willamette will be at the Hillsboro Farmers Market this Saturday from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. And Rose City Bluegrass will be doing Hot Bluegrass and the Magic Chef at 10 o'clock. I don't know what that means. At Beaverton Farmers Market. And for more information, you can call 503-699-9647. That's from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Rose City Bluegrass, Beaverton Farmers Market. Oh, let's see. What else have we got here? Mississippi Studios is hosting Slade Cleaves Tuesday, June 20th at 7:30 p.m. And looks like Beltane is playing various places. Let's see. Where are they playing? Saturday, June 17th, they're at Crowley's of Cork, 5245 North Elam Young Parkway in Hillsboro from 7 to 9 p.m. For more information, 503-648-6885. Now, let's see. I think that's about all we've got here. When we come back, we'll be listening to Nick Jones in just a moment.
Well, it's early one morning, Billy Henry arose, and straight to his comrade's bedchamber he goes. Sunrise, loving comrade, let nobody know. To the dark and chilly waters a bathing we'll go. So Billy, he stripped, and then he went in, and he swam the dark waters all round and around, saying, oh, me loving comrade, oh, don't you go in, for I see there is a coffin in the lake's shiling. But the other one, he stripped, and then he went in, and he swam the dark waters all round and around, saying, oh, me loving Billy, why did you go in to the dark and chilly waters in the lake's shiling? Now there was an old woman who lived there close by. She went to Billy's parents and she made this reply. Your son, he went to bathing, as I've heard him say, and now your Billy Henry, he's as cold as the clay. Down came his mother like one in despair. She's a wringing of her hands and a tearing of her hair, saying, oh, me Billy Henry, why did you go in to the dark and chilly waters in the lake's shiling? So down came his father like one in despair. He's a wringing of his hands and a tearing of his hair, saying, I brought up a family of fine-bodied men, and the best of them drowned in the lake's shiling. So it down came his sweetheart like one in despair. She's a wringing of her hands and a tearing of her hair, saying, it's 6 months and better till my wedding day, and now me Billy Henry, he's as cold as the clay. So we'll go around to Martin's, to Martin's by the shore, and we'll hire us a small boat as we've done before, and we'll search the dark waters all around and all round, till we see that Billy Henry's fair body is found. So they went around to Martin's, to Martin's by the shore, and they hired them a small boat as they'd done before, and they searched the dark waters all around and all round, till they saw that Billy Henry's fair body was found. For to see Billy's funeral was such a fine sight, there were six handsome young men all dressed up in white. There were six pretty maidens all dressed up in green, just to show that he'd been drowned in the lake's shiling. Thank you.
I took my lodging all at some inn. For 4 months I did remain, but being a stranger I fell in danger. Doing sour, doing sour. I do declare, in a bedchamber I dare not go, for being a stranger I fell in danger, doing so, doing so. She ruby lips and she eyes of blue, they caused me to love her son. I kissed her lips, her bosom too, but being a stranger I fell in danger, doing so, doing so. All in the grove my seed was sown, all in the grove where grew no green. The more I kissed her, this girl in young, the more I kissed her, her I did blister, like the rising of the sun. Blossomed all on her face. All for to reap it I would not stay, but being a stranger I fell in danger. Ran away, I ran away. When 9 long months they were born and passed, this pretty girl had a fate at last. She must keep it like it was a bone, and reap the seed that I myself have sown, doing so, doing so.
The girls the golden rule and everything that's good, sir. She only took young maidens in the genteel of the nation, and she gave them what you hear my call a slap up education. Won't you come, boys, come? Won't you come, boys, come to Miss Tickletoes? Won't you come, boys, come?
Now a wealthy squire who lived, he had such lots of riches, he always liked to be fumbling round the young girls' white frill breeches. Whenever they went out to town, these pretty little lasses, Miss Tickletoby, Mademoiselle, was hanging round their ear holes. Won't you come, boys, come? Won't you come, boys, come to Miss Tickletoby's? Won't you come, boys, come? He shaved his whiskers neat and trim, put everything in order. Then off to Mrs. Toby's went to be taken as a boarder. The old girl soon admitted him, a cockeye brightly glistening, and the squire he looked as modest as an older actor christening. Won't you come, boys, come? Won't you come, boys, come to Miss Tickletoby's? Won't you come, boys, come? Now they praised his great accomplishments, his dancing and his singing. One night they put him to sleep in bed between two plump young women. Now one of these, a strapping wench, her name was Stewbite Nellie, got fumbling under the bedclothes, put her hand against his rule, Britannia.
Come, boys, come, won't you come, boys, come to Miss Tickle Dolly's, won't you come, boys, come. But then said she,
Miru said he, for a dancer's he was a quick one.
Then this must be a rule of three, this dumb tonight.
Till he came to a decision, he'd sure how to multiply, add up along the vision. Won't you come, boys, come, won't you come, boys, come to Miss Tickle Dolly's, won't you come, boys, come. Now nearly 9 months had passed by when a servant girl, Nell Kelly, saw that some of the girls had got a swelling in their faces. She sent out for a doctor just to draw the maiden's water. To some he drew a nice young son, to some a fair young daughter. Won't you come, boys, come, won't you come, boys, come to Miss Tickle Dolly's, won't you come, boys, come. Now 40 maiden heads he took, said the old girl, what a glutton. Rather than have me school disgraced, I'd have sacrificed me mutton. And now when she wants to tell the right girls from the wrong ones, she turns them upside down to see if they've got short or long ones. Won't you come, boys, come, won't you come, boys, come to Miss Tickle Dolly's, won't you come, boys, come.
I was worried there for a minute that it was going to get a little too close to indecency, but that was Miss Tickle Toby's from Vera and Gary Aspey. We heard Martin Carthy on the same theme, I Sowed Some Seeds, and Nick Jones with The Lakes of Shylin. Thanks for tuning in, and now stay tuned for the KBOO Morning News.